Governor Asa Hutchinson announced yesterday the state will start using disposable $5 test kits to conduct weekly coronavirus testing of employees at certain public school districts, as well as at all state prisons and human development centers.
And this is the first time we've developed a plan for sentinel testing or surveillance testing that goes beyond simply symptomatic or exposure type testing. And so this is a new world for us that will give us new benefits for this testing.
The antigen test will be performed using Binex Now kits made by Abbott Laboratories that return results in about 15 minutes without the use of any other equipment. The state has received 100,000 kits from the federal government and expects to receive 50,000 more each week. The governor says that's in addition to the antigen testing that's already been taking place in other settings.
In addition, we have another brand of antigen test, the BD Veritor, that we've had for some time that's available through the Department of Health local offices. And then our long-term care facilities have a direct supply of these that come in from the federal government. There's other hospitals, others that have private sector sources of supply that they have access to the antigens. But this is a plan that we can utilize at the state level to really help us to identify new cases in ways that we haven't before.
About 55% of the Binex Now kits will be used for weekly testing of public school employees. Another 40% will be split evenly between the Department of Corrections and the Department of Human Services. The remaining 5%, the governor says, will be kept in reserve for use as needed.
Now, I also will add that we have an election coming up. We're going to have poll workers there, and we want to make election workers to have a priority through their local health office for rapid tests. And this could be through the Abbott Binex Now test, or it could be through the BD Veritor test. But they will have continued priority as the election nears.
As far as test kit distribution to public school districts, Arkansas Secretary of Education Johnny Key says they will be looking at a number of data points.
We will prioritize these schools, not necessarily in this order, but we will be looking at the red zone districts from the ACHI weekly data. The districts that have schools with a history of on-site modifications, districts that may have a current high case number, and then any emerging information that may come about that shows that a hotspot could be developing.
Secretary Key says the state plans to identify priority school districts by Monday, then train staff to administer the test so weekly screenings can begin on November 2nd. Antigen tests, which detect proteins on the surface of the virus, are generally less sensitive than PCR tests, which detect the virus's genetic material. That means antigen tests are more likely to deliver false negatives or false positives. The Binex Now test was granted an emergency use authorization by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in August after a study found it was effective in detecting COVID-19 in people soon after they developed symptoms. The study didn't examine the test performance in detecting infections in people who are asymptomatic.